Krishna, 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 Krishna. Okay. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, text 2.
Na me viduhu suragana kabavam na maharshayaha aham adir hi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashaha Name vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshayaha aham adir hi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashaha Name vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshayaha Aham adir hi devanam Maharshi nam cha sarvashah. Name vidu suradana Prabhavam na maharshayah. Aham adir hi devanam Maharshi nam cha sarvashah. Name vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshayaha aham adir hi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashah Name vidu suragana prabhavam na maharshayaha Aham adir hi devanam Maharshinam cha sarvashah Name vidu suragana Prabhavam na maharshayah Aham adir hi devanam Maharshinam cha sarvashah Na, never, may, my, viduhu, no, suraganaha, the demigods, kababam, origin, opulences, na, never, maharsh, maharishiyaha, great sages, Aham, I am. Adihi, the origin. He, certainly. Devanam, of the demigods. Maharshinam, of the great sages. Cha, also. Sarvashaha, in all respects. Neither the hosts of demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulences, for in every respect I am the source of the demigods and sages. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord. No one is greater than him. He is the cause of all causes. Here it is also stated by the Lord personally, that he is the cause of all the demigods and sages. Even the demigods and great sages cannot understand Krishna. They can understand neither his name nor his personality. So what is the position of the so-called scholars of this tiny planet? No one can understand why this supreme God comes to earth as an ordinary human being and executes such wonderful, uncommon activities. One should know then that scholarship is not the qualification necessary to understand Krishna. Even the demigods and the great sages have tried to understand Krishna by their mental speculation, and they have failed to do so. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is clearly said that even the great demigods are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can speculate to the limits of their imperfect senses and can reach the opposite conclusion of impersonalism, of something not manifested by the three qualities of material nature. Or they can imagine something by mental speculation. But it is not possible to understand Krishna by such foolish speculation.
Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadhati Shabanantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tathapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstra E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kopataru Bhyascha Kripasindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashadi Gopaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Name Didu Suragana Prabhupam Nam Maharshaya Aham Adir Hi Devanam Maharshi Nam Chasara Vishaha. Later on in the 15th chapter, not 15, where is that? 13th chapter. Give me a moment. I didn't bring my other books. So I'm a little bit. Oh, I know. This is what it is. Interesting that I've forgotten where that is. Later, Krishna will say that the Manus and the Kumaras and so on are all born from him, from his mind. It's not here. Where is it?
I didn't bring my red book, which makes it easy to find these things. And now it's trouble.
Am I going to be bewildered by this? I guess I am.
What chapter could it be in?
Is it later in this chapter?
Yeah, there it is. Okay. It's in this chapter. Later in verse 6, Krishna will say, Maharshaya Saptapurve Chatvado Manavastata Madhava Manasajata Yesham Loka Ima Prajava. Basically, everyone's coming from Krishna. I made you wait a long time to find out that simple thing. But I wanted to find that verse. Suragana means the demigods. Sometimes the followers of the Hindu religion think that the demigods are on the same level as Krishna. But here it's clear that Krishna is the origin of the demigods. Aham adiri devanam. They all come from Krishna. Krishna is the absolute truth. The absolute truth is defined as the origin of everything. Janmadyasyaita. The absolute truth is the origin of everything. So Krishna is that origin. Sarvakarana Karma. He's the cause of every other cause. Everything is the effect of something and the cause of something else. But when we come to Krishna, he is the cause of everything, but there's no cause for him. Anadir Gopin. Sarvakarana Karma. That's Krishna. So, aham name vidu suragana. The demigods don't know Krishna because Krishna is their origin. Just like your great-great-great-grandfather, he came so long before you that you can't really know very much about him. So, Krishna came before the demigods. If he'd come after, then the demigods could know all about him. He showed up recently. But he was there long before they were. And therefore, Prabhavamna Maharshi, they can't know Krishna's origin. They don't know that he has no, of course they may or may not know, but they can't trace out Krishna's history because Krishna was there before anyone. Maybe it's Mahapurana who said that in the beginning there was only Krishna. There was no sun, there was no moon, Lord Shiva wasn't there. Only Narayana, or Krishna, was there in the beginning. So, Sarvakarana Karana, the cause of all causes is Krishna. The sages, Maharshaya, they may speculate, or the more recent scholars may speculate, but Krishna is asamurtva. He's rather asamanasagochara. He's beyond the speculative powers of the mind. Achintya, he's inconceivable. No one can figure out Krishna by mental speculation.
Muyanti yat sundarama. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it said that even the demigods are bewildered about Krishna. In the morning, we're reading about Lord Brahma. He was bewildered by Krishna, couldn't understand Krishna. Indra was also bewildered, thinking that Krishna was an ordinary human being. Muyanti yat surya. Even the demigods are bewildered about Krishna.
Name vidu.
It appears that Prabhupada has two meanings. One is origin and another is opulence. The demigods can't know Krishna's opulences because Krishna's opulence is unlimited. Swayam evatmanatmanam vedatvam purushottamam. Arjuna tells Krishna, only you can understand yourself. Your glories are so great that no one can understand you except you. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said even Krishna doesn't understand the extent of his energies. Because his energies are also unlimited. As soon as he expands his knowledge potency to understand them, his potencies, like his pleasure potency, have expanded still more. So then he expands his knowledge potency to catch up, and then other potencies have expanded again. So even Krishna can't understand Krishna fully. But what to speak of the demigods? And if the demigods can't understand Krishna, what will we understand? Vistavyaham idam kritsnam ekam shena stitojaga. The scientists are trying to understand the mysteries of this world. They're trying to figure out how the things are constituted, what's going on in the inner workings of the atoms, what's going on in the depths of the cosmos. They're trying to understand so many subtle and complicated things about the world, way the world works. And this whole world is just born of a fraction of Krishna's energy. Ekam shena stitojaga. The entire universe is just resting on a fraction of Krishna's energy. So what will they understand about Krishna? When the scientists are bewildered even about how material nature works, what will they understand about Krishna? Lord Brahma elsewhere says that one day it may be possible for the scientists to, or supposing it was possible, for them to turn the universe into powder and then count how many particles of powder there were. But even if they could do that, they wouldn't be able to understand the glories of Krishna. The glories of Krishna are still more deep and extensive. So it's not possible to understand Krishna by mental speculation. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. One has to understand Krishna by pure devotional service. Here the Lord indirectly says that if anyone wants to know the absolute truth, here I am, present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the Supreme. One should know this. Although one cannot understand the inconceivable Lord who is personally present, he nonetheless exists. We can actually understand Krishna, who is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, simply by studying his words in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The conception of God as some ruling power or as the impersonal Brahma can be reached by persons who are in the inferior energy of the Lord, but the personality of Godhead cannot be conceived unless one is in the transcendental position. Well, if one is intelligent, he can understand, I'm not this body, I'm spirit. He can understand there must be something beyond this world. He can understand
There must be some superior power, or there must be some higher energy which is behind everything. This one can understand just by using one's intelligence. Material nature is not everything. There must be something higher, something more. So one may conceive of that as some impersonal higher energy, or one may conceive of that as some sort of supreme ruling power. But who can imagine the transcendental form of Krishna? That's not accessible by speculation. There's no amount of speculation that would lead one to understand that the absolute truth is playing as a cowherd boy, that he's crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. There's no way to arrive at that conclusion. It's not reachable by mental speculation. So therefore, if we want to understand Krishna, if we want to understand the personality of Godhead, we have to understand by hearing. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshanam. One has to approach someone who's in knowledge of the truth and hear from him. Or we have to understand from Vedic literature, from Vedic knowledge, from books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Samhita, Bhagavad Gita, Sannyas. Because most men cannot understand Krishna in his actual situation. Out of his cosmos mercy, he descends to show favor to such speculators. That's actually Krishna's mercy. Lord Brahma also says that. Because people speculate about you, and they don't really know you, you appear on earth just to put an end to such speculations. Sometimes people have the idea that because God is the oldest, he must look like a very old man. Or they have some other speculative idea. But here Krishna puts an end to the speculation. Here I am. I'm the Supreme Personality of God. That's Krishna's mercy. Atma Mayaya. I descend by my own causeless mercy. Yet, despite the Supreme Lord's uncommon activities, these speculators, due to contamination in the material energy, still think that the impersonal Brahma is the Supreme. Only the devotees who are fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord can understand by the grace of the Supreme Personality that he is Krishna. The devotees of the Lord do not bother about the impersonal Brahma conception of God. Their faith and devotion bring them to surrender immediately unto the Supreme Lord. And out of the causeless mercy of Krishna, they can understand Krishna. No one else can understand him. So even the great sages agree, what is Atma, what is the Supreme? It is he whom we have to worship. Deideshu durlabha madurlabha matma bhakto govinda mani purusham tamaham bhajam. Krishna is very difficult to reach, even by Vedic study. But atma bhakti, by pure devotional service, one can understand Krishna. Bhaktya mama vijanati namahamas chaspa tattva. One can understand Krishna as he is by pure devotional service, and one can go back to God and back to the spiritual world by understanding Krishna. We should do this. It's not simply speculative or simply just some philosophy to throw around. It's meant for practical action. We should understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, I should surrender to Krishna. I should hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna. Now I'm going to be successful. Okay, some questions or comments?
Yeah.
Any questions for them? Yes. Excuse me? Why can't the great sages understand Krishna? Without being devotees, how will they understand? They can only speculate, think. They're great sages, so they're like philosophers. They can philosophize, but they can't reach even the tip of the toe of Govinda. Even if we travel at mental speed, if we were to travel at that speed for millions of years, we wouldn't reach the tip of the toe of Krishna. Any other question? Okay. Yes. Not meaning, that's his form. It's like, what does your form mean? It's not a question of meaning, that's your form. So it's a convenient form because Lord Vishnu wants to lie down, so this serpent makes a bed for him. He can coils up and his body makes a serpent. Serpent makes a bed for him, and the hoods of the serpent make an umbrella. So it's that's the his service. It's not a symbol for something. It's one of God's forms. Okay. He's not an ordinary snake of this material world. Yes. Loud.
God's costless mercy. The meaning of his costless mercy, that is, one would think that one is devoted, not in the spirit of any great costlessness.
I'm not getting it. The generator is louder than you are, so I can't hear anything. Causeless mercy. How does it come? It comes however he wants to send it. It comes in the form of the association of his devotee. It comes in the form of some book. It comes in the form of some opportunity to render devotional service. It comes in so many ways. Causeless mercy. But why does it come? There's no why. That's the meaning of causeless. If there were a why, it came for this reason or that reason, then we wouldn't say it's causeless. We'd say it's mercy caused by this or that. Prabhupada gave the example of causeless mercy. He was with some devotee. He said, causeless mercy means just like I have a bag of money, and I say, here, take it. No reason. Just give. That's causeless mercy. They have what?
How can anything become costless? There must be some reason.
No. Krishna's everything has a reason, but Krishna can be entirely arbitrary. There's no cause that can force Krishna. Now you have to be merciful. Krishna, by his own independent desire, a big Vyasa Raj.
By his own independent desire, he can do whatever he likes. And yes, Maharaj.
Then the next question is, why is it not everybody?
Why what?
Why the consciousness is not for everybody?
That's a good question. Why is he not causelessly merciful? He is causelessly merciful for everyone, but not everyone accepts his causeless mercy. No, don't talk to the cart. Don't talk to the floor. Talk to the... People what?
But deaf cannot hear.
Even if they can't, if they're deaf, still they can get the benefit. Because the soul will catch the vibration, even if the ears can't hear. Sukadeva Goswami was in the womb, and still he was getting the benefit of hearing. It's a transcendental vibration. It doesn't depend on material circumstances, apatiyata. Yes. Of course, for those who are deaf, we have books also that can read. There's no material obstruction. You may be deaf, blind, whatever. Anyone can become Krishna conscious. Yes, Maharaj.
In India, this philosophy is very like, when the Lord shows me mercy.
Yeah, I'll surrender when He desires. People say, why don't you surrender to Krishna? They say, when He desires. That's their rascaldom. He says, He already desires. He says, Sarvadharman Pratyaja. Surrender. And then you say, no, when he desires. That means they're trying to avoid surrendering to Krishna. He already desires. He's been desiring for a long, long time. But they also desire. They desire to avoid surrender. Namam Tushkitana Bhutta Pradhyate. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, glories to Srila Prabhupada.